case number 10984, James and Kathleen Cordner, south of Road 277, Angola Road, northwest of Holly Court, being Lot 5 within Angola by the Bay Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Hi, my name is Jim Cordner, 23052 Holly Court.
Sir. You're starting, go ahead.
James Cordner, 23052 Holly Court, Angola by the Bay.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Now, there we go.
Okay. In 2005, I was granted a variance for a 14 by 12 width back of my house, an addition.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I didn't go 14 by 24 was because I had a septic tank there in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened is we got the sewers in. Now I want to put a screen porch in the back, and just a simple screen porch just so we can sit outside.
To where your septic was at. That's to where your septic's at.
Yeah, right where the septic's at now. It's all
just in that area.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
This piece back there will not affect any place on the right-hand side or any place on the left-hand side. What it is going in the setback in the area, you know, 9 feet back in the back property.
All right, sir.
And all I'm doing is trying to square off my house. That's all.
To where that was. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Yes, you removed the shed?
Yes.
You brought it into compliance or
yes.
Removed it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
There are 5 standards for granting a variance that were with your application. Could you address those for us?
Oh, boy. You mean these things right here?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. The best you can. Go.
The uniqueness is that way? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do I read them all?
No, you can answer them.
Pardon me?
You can answer them all.
Okay. Yes, narrow. This uniqueness is yes, it's narrow. It's a small lot. It's 50 by 100 feet. No, just. Is there exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique conditions? I said no. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, because it needs to go into the setback. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, we wish to put a screen porch on the back.
Okay.
Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, because there's nothing there. Effective surroundings, will the variance change the character of the neighborhood? No. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the proper use of the development of adjacent property? I already answered no. It goes back to the common area, it doesn't go to the sides. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations at issue? Yes. To extend the length of the house. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, if we want our porch. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations at issue?
Go ahead and answer that one.
I already did, okay.
Wait, sir.
Is there anything else I need to write?
No. I'm not quite convinced that you meet the standards, but go ahead.
Okay. I've been hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take this case number 10,984 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson, and that we take Case number 10,984 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir.